You can scream and shout with all your might.
Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a safe space.
Dig in your heels and hold on tight.
You can shove your opinions up your ass. That way Biden's cock will have something to keep it company. Pretty soon I'll be saying that way Camel Toe Harris's cock will have something to keep it company. I wonder if she's a tranny. That would explain a lot, actually. All right. Thank you. That's enough. Settle down. Just settle down. Settle down. Everyone had a good day. Had a very good day, actually. Got a lot done. Had a list of things that needed to be accomplished. So far, I got everything on the list done, except for one thing. And quite honestly, that I could blow that off until tomorrow. So I'm going to record this podcast, and then, by God, I might be able to sit down and play some fucking Star Wars. I could run around and whack things with a lightsaber. A great one, did you? Nah, I didn't play Star Wars yesterday. I don't think I even played Star Wars the day before. I've been missing out. I've been busy doing shit. I was out of state for a while. I was over in Wyoming. I was in Wyoming when we found out that Kyle Rittenhouse was not guilty on all counts. And I sat back and I said, oh, I can't wait for the rioting to begin. And it was great. People give Wyoming a lot of shit. Now, I'll admit, when I went to, where was it, Casper? When I went to Casper, I was only there for a few hours. I was not real impressed. I didn't see a lot. But there's some other places in Wyoming I've been that actually not that bad. The place I was in, they had a good pizza joint. They got some stuff. They got a little bit of stuff going on because I had a little bit of free time there. And you know what was the most beautiful thing? By the way, brace yourself because I'm about to say something that's racist because I'm a racist, right? Because you cuckservatives, and I'm working on writing this up about why you cuckservatives have lost. I don't know how I'm going to phrase it, you know. Is it going to be called The Reasons Cuckservatives Have Lost? Not Are Losing, or not Will Lose. The Reason Cuckservatives Have Lost, right? There is this moment, we'll get to this. There was this moment in the history of the North American continent when the Native Americans realized that they had lost and they were going to be subjugated by the Europeans. Well, right now, the Europeans, we have lost. We are going to be subjugated by the Pox. Okay? This is a fact. This is the destiny. This is what's going to happen. There is no turning the tide. There's just a lot of you cucks out there who haven't figured this out yet because you're still walking around talking about how Wuhan is not the hill to die on, which, newsflash, the vax is the hill to die on. Not only is this the hill to die on, this is the hill to kill on, okay? But you won't accept that because you want to be friends with everybody. And you just, oh, your diversities and your tolerances, and you want to get along with everyone, you want to be friends with everybody, and when the government goes too far, you're going to get your gun. And of course, we know that the Democrats are the real racist. Oh, the cuckservatives love that one. So I don't know if this is going to be called Reasons Why Cuckservatives Have Allowed Western Civilization to be Destroyed. I don't know if I'm going to call it 27 signs you might be a cuckservative, whatever. But I'm working on this. It's going to happen. A lot of things are going to happen eventually. And what's going to happen eventually is that European white people on the North American continent are going to be displaced by the pox. So we heard that Kyle Rittenhouse is innocent. And the best meme I saw was one where it said, you know, Rittenhouse randomly shoots into a crowd of liberal protesters and he shoots three people. Two of them are Jews. One of them is a pedophile, one is a wife beater, and one is a career criminal. Now, I didn't study up on the history of the three people that Kyle Rittenhouse shot because, let me, here's a news flash. You might not know this. You might not see this coming. This might shock you. I don't give a shit. You know, the fact that Kyle Rittenhouse shot three people and two of them died, I mean, that's an okay start, but that's not going to take us anywhere. There's hundreds of thousands more that need to be shot as well. Okay, so this really isn't that big of a deal to me. But I will say this. Let's say one of these guys was a wife beater. Unlike you cuckservatives, I don't really see the problem with that because women need to have the shit slapped out of them because it's allowing women to run wild, which has led to the destruction of Western civilization. But see, you don't, that's another thing, cuckservatives. It's like, cuckservatives either... They find the fucking virgin toe path and they don't need no woman like a fish bicycle. Or it's this worshiping of women, you know, the women and children first. And, oh, my lady, let me put my raincoat down on the water puddle for you so you can walk across it and not get any water on your precious shoes that are on your precious feet. Oh, my lady, I worship you. You know, no, women are important. And they need occasionally to be fucking smacked. So when somebody tells me, well, he was a wife beater. Okay. And when he beat his wife, what was the bitch doing right before he beat her? I mean, how many times do you know any men, wife beaters, whatever? Do you know any men? They're just sitting there watching TV. They're watching the football game. He's got a fucking... Wasatch apricot ale in his hand like I do right now, and he's watching the game, and the guys are throwing the ball around, they're running around in tight pants and shit like that. It's kind of gay, but it's also kind of cool. And he just said, and then there's no reason at all. He just gets up, walks into the kitchen, because we know that's where the woman is at. She's in the kitchen making him a pie, right? It's not like she's on the internet posting pictures on Instagram advertising her sexual availability to the entire world. No, of course not. She's in the kitchen making him a pie. He just walks in the kitchen, just punches her right in the face, just for no fucking reason. I'm sure that it happens all the time, right? Yeah, of course it does. Less than 12 hours after the verdict was announced, I'm on Google, Googling for, because I wanted to find out when the riots were going to break out. And I run across this thing. I think it was written by a black woman, but I could be completely wrong, and it doesn't matter. And I'm paraphrasing greatly here, but essentially this person wrote that the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict now means that it's open season for Nazis to go hunting for pox. And I'm looking at this, and it's like, my God. You know, black people are just like women. My God, they constantly need attention. And once again, we've talked about this before. I've talked about this before. You've heard this before. I think I came up with this concept. The apex victim. Everybody is trying to be the apex victim, right? Well, Wuhan, we'll get to this in a minute. Wuhan has had a more devastating effect on pox than anyone else. Wuhan has had a more devastating effect on homosexuals than anyone else. Wuhan, they're both viruses. Wuhan has had a more devastating effect on left-handed, red-headed Jews than any, you know, everybody wants to fucking be the apex victim. Same thing here. Kyle Rittenhouse shot two fucking Jews and a white person. By the way, for those of you, I've been catching up on the Dick Show. See, even Dick, this came up on the Dick Show. Even Dick agrees Jews are not white people. I don't know. And you cuckservatives, you cling to this shit. Guys, Jews are not white people. don't know why I have to keep saying this. Jews come from the Middle East. White people come from Europe. Jews are not white people. White people are not Jews. You know, let me just prove that to you right now. I was going to do this series of, well, maybe I should still do it. I was going to do a series of podcasts called Hate Truths, where I was just going to say things that are true, but would be considered hate speech, such as Jews are not white people. You know what? I am going to save it because I am going to do the fucking series eventually. I'm going to do a lot of things eventually. I'm going to do your mom eventually, but by the time I get around to her, she's going to be all old and flabby. Oh, wait, she's already old and flabby because women hit the wall at about the age of 21. Anyway. Rittenhouse shot a white guy and two Jews. He didn't shoot any fucking pox. But immediately the pox come out. Oh, see, now it's open season on pox. Guy, this is not it. Why does everything have to be about you? Why is everybody just constantly competing to be the apex victim? I'm so fucking sick of it. When I was in Wyoming, I saw one black person. One. Now, yes, most of the white people I saw were unattractive. I did see a couple of attractive women. I saw one very attractive woman wearing some leather pants that were tight. She had a fucking amazing ass. Oh, my God. Unfortunately, she was directly related to the person who was paying me. And it's not a good idea to put the moves on the daughter of the person who is paying you. At least not in that scenario, and not until you know them a little bit better. So maybe by next... Anyway, we'll talk, and then we don't need to talk about that. But she was smoking fucking hot. Smoking hot. I also saw her in yoga pants, which I know Frank Servi, the author of Uncle Nick, a fantastic book that you should read. I haven't pimped Frank Servi lately over at the Red Island. He does the Red Island podcast. You should go check out Frank. Check out his website. I did frankservi.com. Buy his books. They're great. I know Frank is opposed to the yoga pants for the same reason why I like the yoga pants, because they leave nothing to the imagination, because I want to see what I'm buying. I also had a conversation with a guy I work with. He's a good guy, and he's almost red-pilled, but he's still got these things he's clinging to. And we're talking somehow or another, and we got into it, and he started the spiel about how he has never paid for pussy. And I shut that down immediately. Like, immediately, I shut that down. I said, don't even go there. Don't give me this. You've never paid for pussy shit. Like, unless you're sitting there, you're at work, right? And you're at work and you're typing on your computer. You're sending an email to tell somebody you need to buy, whatever. And a woman walks in the door and then gets down on her knees, crawls between your legs, pushes your legs apart, pulls your dick out and sucks you off, and then goes away immediately after while you're able to continue working without stopping. If that happened to you, you could make the argument to me that you have never paid for pussy. Or at least not in that one case. But otherwise, this is a guy that's been married twice and divorced twice. And he's telling me he's never paid for pussy. I'm like, dude, I like you, but you've got to stop being stupid. I'm serious. Two divorces, and he thinks he's never paid money for pussy. And women wonder why their husbands beat them. You know, it's about... So anyhow. Here's the deal, guys. The only way European white people are going to survive is if we separate ourselves from the pox. You know, we've got to have our own reservations, just like Native Americans do. We're still going to be screwed because just like the Native Americans are screwed because, you know, the government of the white people, which is just as much my enemy and your enemy as it is the enemy of the Native Americans, you know, the government of the white people, which is at this point the government of the pox and the trannies and the libtards and the people with BPD and all this. You know, Adam Piggott, a while back, he wrote a post where he was talking about possession. And he posted this video of some woman who was possessed by a demon and then this priest who, I assume, performed the exorcism. I watched a little bit of the video, but not that much. So I can't really comment upon the actual content of the video. Here's my question. have two questions about this, if I can remember what they are. Here's the first question. How do you tell the difference between a woman who is possessed by a demon and a woman? Okay, so a woman who is possessed by a demon, she speaks in tongues and she shouts out obscenities. Okay, have you ever had a conversation with a woman? Can you understand anything they're saying? And what happens when they get pissed off? They start screaming, fag tag me too, racism, sexism, oppression, patriarchy. Okay, so if a woman is possessed by a demon, right, her skin like gets welts and sores and bruises on it, and she's bleeding out of her orifices and stuff like that, other than the vajayjay, right, which 45% of women can't locate anyhow. All right, so look at a normal woman, okay? They're covered in tattoos. They got piercings all over the place. What's the fucking difference? How do you I challenge you. Bring forth 10 women, 5 possessed by demons and 5 who are not, and then try to figure out which 5 go in which group. I challenge you. The second thing is, this woman sitting here claiming that she was possessed by a demon, was she really possessed by a demon? Or is this, in her culture, just the equivalent of, you know, in North America, women say, well, I have bipolar disorder, to get attention. Is this just in her culture, when you want attention, you just go on your fucking InstaThought account and say, oh, last week I was possessed by a demon. I'm not buying it. And it's not that I'm not buying it because I don't think demons exist or I don't believe in God. I'm not buying it because I've actually interacted with women and I'm serious. What the fuck is the difference? All women are possessed by evil spirits. That's why men need to control them. When we don't control them, we get the society. Me and the mouse in my pocket and you, you're in North America, right? Here in North America, you get the society we currently live in. So in order for European white people in North America to survive, we have to separate ourselves from the pox. Now, the problem is we can't do this because the pox will eventually be forced upon us. Even in Wyoming, where there's no pox in real life, when you look at the TV commercials, they're filled with pox. Have any of you guys seen, and I haven't even gone to the website yet. I don't know what's going on. Apparently, Facebook, Boomer Book, whatever we want to call it, Boomer Book is the most accurate. Boomer Book is becoming, like it, or Zuckerberg, or whatever, it's creating some website or something called meta.com, M-E-T-A, meta. I don't know what it's supposed to be because I haven't gone there yet. But I've seen the commercial, and it's these four, just the four of the ugliest looking pox I've ever seen in my life. And just looking at the television, even here in Rapid City, where it's mostly white people, I'm at the gym and I see the television, in addition to seeing these three ugly chicks on Charmed, and Shannon Doherty's not that attractive and neither is Alyssa Milano. In the commercials, it's just pox, pox, pox woman, pox woman, pox man and white woman, pox, pox woman, pox tranny, Latino tranny, you know, Asian tranny. Asian woman, pox woman, Asian woman. Oh, look, there's a white man. Oh, the white man is playing this. We all know this, right? We all know this. So no matter where we go, no matter where we run to, the pox will be forced upon us. They will come. They will eventually come. And just as... And see, here's the thing. I'm being completely honest with you. I have a certain level of sympathy. I don't know if sympathy is the right word. I don't know if it's sympathy. I acknowledge that, yes, the Native Americans were here first. Now, this doesn't mean, yeah, there was somebody here before them. They're like, oh, the Native Americans, they were so pure and virtuous, and they never, oh, bullshit. right? The Native Americans all the way from the fucking Aztecs, you know, when Cortez came over to the Indian Wars here in the United States, what became the United States as we expanded, right? The Aztecs and the Mayans and the Apaches and the Navajos were constantly siding with the European invaders against their enemies. And once again, see this, remember when I posted the Other People's Podcast from, was it, who was it? The Dangerous History? Where he talked about conquer and divide, and I wrote in the show notes, and I've talked about this for years and years and years, okay? Your enemy's enemy is not your friend. Your enemy's enemy is your other enemy, right? So let's just say, I don't know if the Navajo and the Apache were really enemies, okay? I don't need anybody fucking nitpicking this. It's just a goddamn example. So let's say the Apaches and the Navajo are at war with each other, right? So then the white man shows up, and the Navajos go, hey, look, these white guys over here, they're the enemies of the Apache, and we're the enemies of the Apache. Therefore, the white man must be our friends. We'll team up with the white man to kill off the Apache, which the white man did. And then the white man said, okay, now we're coming for you. Guys, your enemy's enemy is not your fucking enemy. See, this is an, I mean, no, I said that wrong because I'm a retard. Your enemy's enemy is not your friend. This is another thing that conservatives get wrong. Conservatives are so desperate to find an ally to help carry them, right? They can't figure out. This is the, hold on, I need to write this down because I just now sort of articulated this properly, right? Hang on. Cucks need... Right, conservatives are so desperate to have someone else on their side. This is why every time the conservatives find, you know, a tranny who votes Republican, or a black person who votes Republican, or a Latinx woman who votes Republican, they trot them out and hold them up like some kind of fucking idol. You know, like the fucking Jews with the golden calf walking around. And I'm like Moses up there on the mountain. I'm looking down. I'm going, hey, stupid motherfuckers, what are you fucking doing? Right? The conservatives are just so desperate to find allies because they know that they've lost. And they think they're going to find some ally. They think the cavalry is coming over the hill any minute. And it's not. Right, so I fully acknowledge that the Native Americans, yeah, they got fucked over. Now, I don't have all this fucking heartbreak over it because there's nothing I can do about it. It's in the past. I can only control the present. I can control the future to an extent. And I can only control a very small circle of things right around me because I'm not George Soros. So I can't change what happened to the Native Americans in the past. Potentially, I could change what's going to happen to European white people in North America in the future, or at least influence it. Because what happened to the Indians is happening now to us. And it's the exact same thing. And so when I hear liberals going wah, wah, wah about the Indians being displaced by European white people, well, the same liberals are not going wah, wah, wah about European white people being displaced by the pox. That's because, as conservatives like to remind us, Democrats are the real racist. And yes, Democrats are racist against European heterosexual white people. And their actions are informed by that racism, and they're not afraid of being racist. And that's why they've won. Right? Conservatives say Democrats are the real racist as if that's a bad thing, and it's not. Yes, Democrats are racist. That is why the Democrats are the winners. That is why liberals are the winners. That is why conservatives have lost. And it is a replacement. As European white people replace the Native Americans, so too shall the pox replace the European white people. And all we can really do is retreat. until maybe one day enough of us come together in one community to actually defend ourselves. I don't know exactly what that'll look like or how that'll work out or if that'll work out or if that would even happen, but there's really not many alternatives here. So anyhow, having done all of that, let's talk about a underrepresented group on this podcast because, you know, I constantly rag on the POX and I make fun of the SPICs and every once in a while I talk about the CHINKs and we certainly talk about the KIKES, but gosh, we hardly ever, by we I mean me and the mouse in my pocket, we hardly ever ridicule, demean, and express racism and hate speech towards the Native Americans. And give me a minute while I look for something, because I'm a retard. There it is. It's kind of a mess in here, because I've been getting shit done all day long, and I haven't had time to clean up, which is what I'm going to have to do after this. Now that I am in a place, if I can articulate myself, that has a large Native American population, I get more of this. This is the Native Son News Today. Only $1.50. I got it for free. Devastating losses for Indian country. See, everybody's got to be the apex victim. Everybody's competing. No, we are more victimized by the white man than you are. No, we're more victimized by the white man than you are. Oh, no, we are more victimized by the white man than you are. Nowhere in the that nowhere in the cosmos, nowhere has Wuhan's impact been greater than among Native American nations, especially those in the West. See, us Native Americans in the West, we are the apex victims of the Wuhan. Nowhere has Wuhan's impact been greater than among Native American nations, especially those in the West. Our people, people is capitalized, our people have been overwhelmingly and disproportionately affected by the Wuhan virus. However, it has not affected any of the drunk Indians I see downtown on the sidewalks. Though, in all honesty, once again, total honesty here, none of the drunk Indians on the sidewalks here in Rapid City have accosted me. They're drunk, they're on the sidewalk, but my personal experience, they haven't bothered me in the slightest. Unlike like when I was in, St. Louis, where drunk black people, drunk black men, to be specific and accurate, where drunk black men accosted me on a regular basis. Okay, so let's get into the apex victiming contest here. Got some stats for you, okay? Native Americans are 5.3 times more likely than white people. People is not capitalized when referring to white people. Apparently, only capitalized people when it refers to Native Americans. Native Americans are 5.3 times more likely than white people to be hospitalized due to Wuhan. So that means that Native Americans are getting 5.3 times more better hospital care, right? Because we can get all these more Native Americans in the hospital than we can white people. So sounds to me like there's some disproportionate representation in who healthcare is being provided for. Wuhan case rates were higher among American Indians and Alaskan Natives in 23 states and 4 times higher in New Mexico, Montana, Mississippi, Oregon, and Arizona. That's a cherry-picked stat. because that means in, you know, 27 states, they were lower. One in every 475 Native Americans has died from Wuhan, compared to one in every 825 white Americans and one in every 645 black Americans. Black is capitalized. Black Americans, black is capitalized. White Americans, white is not. So let's see. See, the Native Americans are even more victimized than black people. See, no, we're the apex victims. Look at us. Look at us. We're on InstaThought. We have an Instagram account. Look at us. Here's a picture of our titties on Instagram. Look at us. Look at us. We're the apex victims. Look at us. By the way, on a completely unrelated note, this is dead serious. If you have a GoDaddy account, or if you have an account with any company that is owned by GoDaddy but branded separately, change your passwords. Apparently, I've just found out about this a couple of days ago from a mailing list that I'm on that does internet security. Apparently, like 2 months ago, GoDaddy's database was compromised and somebody has been in there and they've had, you know, 2 months to get, and they've been able to get access to passwords and who knows what the fuck else. So, has nothing to do with Native Americans or apex victims, all right? If you have a GoDaddy account for your fucking domain name, your website, whatever the fuck it is, change your password immediately. All right, let's continue with the victiming. And by the way, we will. There is more Texas politics. I just haven't got to reading ahead and actually doing notes on that. So there will be at least a part three in that series. More than one in five Wuhan-related deaths in Montana involved Native Americans. What about the other 49 states? Once again, these cherry-picking statistics. You know, this is like we've talked about this before. When they come out and say, well, did you know that excessive masturbation is the leading cause of death between men age 19 to 23. And it's like, okay, what's so special about men age 19 to 23? Because if we said, well, what about men age 18 to 24, it would no longer be the leading cause of death, right? You go out and you find these data sets in which whatever problem you want other people's money to solve is prominent, and then you take that little chunk of data set and you shove that up in front of people's faces. And you never explain why that little chunk of data set is important, because it's not, other than it helps you get sympathy for your cause so that people donate money to you so you don't have to get a real job actually doing something productive like the great one does, where he goes off to Wyoming and does productive things and sees hot chicks wearing leather pants and has to control himself. I did spend some quality time in the bathroom, though. No, I'm actually just kidding. I did not. See, here's... Never mind. We're not even going to tell that story. It's too much information. The Navajo Nation reported higher Wuhan infection rates than any single state in the United States by mid-2020. Okay, great. So the Navajo Nation had higher Wuhan infection rates than any single state. Great. Can we get some statistics on this? Of the Navajo Nation, what percentage of your population goes to the gym at least 3 days a week? What percentage of your population is overweight? What percentage of your population is alcoholic? What percentage of your population is diabetic? What percentage of your population is on food stamps? What percentage of your population eats their food according to the government guidance and the food pyramid and eats a bunch of fucking grain and wheat every day? Right? I mean, it's just bullshit in isolation. It's bullshit information with no fucking context. And that's what this whole entire Wuhan hoax has been. Oh my God, all these people are dying. Yes, and most of them are over 75 and they were already sick. right? Just like the hockey player. He gets Wuhan, then he gets pneumonia, and then he has a fucking, was it a stroke? He has a stroke, and he goes on life support, and then his family pulls the plug on him, and they call that a Wuhan death. That's not a Wuhan death. I wonder if the three people Kyle Rittenhouse killed, I wonder if those are going to be attributed to Wuhan. It would not surprise me. Because, I mean, think about it. If Wuhan can infect humans like Native Americans, then it can certainly infect non-humans like Jews. So those two Jews could have very easily have been killed by the Wuhan. These nations have also borne the greatest losses among elders who are so critical to preserving history, language, and culture. You know, unlike in Western civilization, white European Western civilization, where the entire boomer generation has turned its back on history and language and culture and just generally fucked everything up because them rejecting it means they didn't pass it on to their children, which is why we got a bunch of fucking Zoomers walking around now who have nothing to attach themselves to other than social media and really shitty music. You know, and as much as I think religion is stupid, you know, like Adam Piggott's vaulted Catholicism, it does at least give a person some sort of tie to the past and a tie to other people. It gives them something common with the people around them and with their ancestors. There's something to be said for that. I think there's better ways to do it than religion. But in the absence, I mean, I'll take that over I have an InstaThought account, come and like this picture of my titties. You know, I'm not sure if I'm a boy or a girl. I'm trying to figure out what gender pronoun I should use. And I'm really offended by this video on YouTube that somebody sent me, and I think I've been gaslighted. Right? I will take Catholicism over that. In Montana, 3.8% of elders 75 to 84 and 4.6% of those 85 and older have been lost to Wuhan. Yes, 75 and older. Where in the fuck does this notion that old people don't die? Where does this come from? They're old. They're probably diabetic. They're probably fat. They probably eat shitty food. You know, I mean, my God, if you kept to the traditions of your ancestors and ate what your ancestors ate, you'd probably be a lot healthier. I bet you're fucking going to the food bank and scarfing down on fucking cupcakes and peanut butter and fucking three-day-old bread. Old people die. I do not understand. Well, I do, because stupid, because stupidity. That's why. Old people die. Get the fuck over it. And this is why the whole Wuhan thing is just going to get worse. Because here's a news flash, guys. I don't give a fuck how vaxxed people get. Old people will continue to die. And we have now created with the Wuhan this scenario where everything revolves around people not dying anymore. Specifically, old people not dying anymore. Old people are not going to stop dying. This fake pandemic will not go away, ever. That is a prediction. That is official. You can write that down. When I die, whenever that is, in 40 years when I die, there will still be every fucking government, city government, county government, state government, every fucking one of them will still have a section on their website about the fucking Wuhan virus. This is not going away. Ever. Until Western civilization collapses, the electricity goes out, literally Hitler, and when the electricity stops, and the internet goes away and there's no more indoor plumbing and people have to figure out how to survive, at that point, you know, sitting around staring at Twitter and agonizing over somebody dying over the flu is not going to be important anymore. The people who do that kind of thing, they're going to die, and the other people will survive, and none of them will give a shit about Wuhan because they're going to have bigger problems. Hang on, I have to write down that I made an official prediction in this episode. And put that on the predictions page. Which, for those of you who are new, if you go to the website and look for it, there's a page on the website called Predictions, where whenever I make an official prediction, I put it on there. So that, unlike all the other pundits out there who fucking spew shit, see, I am held accountable for my predictions. When I make an official prediction, I put it on there. You can go there and you can see how many times was the Great One right and how many times was he full of shit. Nobody else has balls like that. Not Tucker Carlson. Not Adam Piggott. Not Aaron Clary. Not TJ Martinell. None of these guys, not one of them, has a fucking predictions page on their website. Not one of them, because they're all a bunch of sissies. Sissies, sissies, sissies. See, the Great One, Adam Piggott was right about Donald Trump. Yeah, I know. But see, it's not all in one easily located, easily digestible place. Because see, well, my listeners have more important things to do. See, that's why it's all on one page. You can just go there and you can look at it. In a couple of minutes, you can see how incredibly fucking right I am about virtually everything. See, nobody has time to go back and listen and read to all Adam Piggott stuff and then to sit there and do some stats. Oh, how often was he right? And how? Yeah, we don't have time for that, Adam. Adam, we have things to do. We're not Australians, right? We actually do productive stuff. But we do not make coffee as good as Adam Piggott does. That's true. That's very true. All right, anyway, that's enough of that shit. Let's move on. Old people died. While nations in Arizona and New Mexico report losses over 5.7% among those 85 and older. Yes, because old people die. Even with Native Americans, old people die. We have literally hit the point where there is a pandemic because old people die. Do you understand what I am saying? Old people will never stop dying. The definition of the pandemic is that old people are dying. Old people will not stop dying. The pandemic will never go away. I'm making notes, just go do something. No, not that. Do not touch yourself while thinking about girls in leather pants. I'll touch myself while thinking about girls in leather pants, but you can't do that. Old people will not stop dying. Okay. One of our great columnists, Elizabeth Cook Lynn, is on the mend after falling down some stairs. At age 91, we don't bounce right back up as we did when we were teens. She said she is feeling better each day and will soon be writing her weekly columns again. I wonder if this is a Wuhan-related falling down the stairs. All right, let me do this real quick. Tell me if this makes sense. Crocodile tears. This is from Jake Pickerton in California to the editor. Killer Kyle Rittenhouse of Antioch, Illinois, pretended to cry on the witness stand in his is capitalized, murder trial. Period. Three, the number three, not the word three, which you don't start a sentence with a numeric number. If you're going to use a number to start your sentence, God help me, I don't have to explain this to anyone listening to this podcast, do I? For the love of fucking God. By the way, yes, this Native American has culturally appropriated my language in order to write this letter. So I guess I couldn't expect the fucker to be articulate in the language he has culturally appropriated. Three men were shot by Kyle in Kenosha, Wisconsin, two of whom died! Exclamation mark. Too bad the third one didn't die. And by the way, they're not three men. It was a man and two Jews. Fortunately for this fool, the judge is nuts. A real whack job runs this kangaroo court. With, quote, proud boys, unquote, Kyle openly consorts. That's what it says. With proud boys, Kyle openly consorts. Period. With proud boys, Kyle openly consorts. Period. But the janky judge won't let a videotape B is capitalized, viewed that shows Kyle's racist hate, comma, because, with a capital B, because GOP judge is crazy and erratic. Yes, whereas the person who wrote this sentence clearly has his wits about him. Parentheses, this is why you should vote Democratic. Close parentheses. Wow, I had no idea this was a advertisement for the Democrat Party until you threw that in there. I really am glad you cleared that up for me. I'd have never figured out that this was an advertisement for the Democrat Party had you not said something. Judge Bruce Schroeder is the new Judge Ito, whose is capitalized, incompetence will let the killer go. The networks televised a judicial shit show, and then they lied, L-I-D-E. They lied like Kyle, talking about his tears. What do you know? Sweeps Week is here. Thank you, editor, for publishing that for my entertainment. Oh, boy. All right. I don't know if I might go long. It depends how good this is, because I've only glanced at this. And it's longer than I've got time to get in before the episode ends. So we will find out. New visibility campaign urges Americans to stop ignoring indigenous people. They didn't capitalize people in the headline. That's obviously racist. Okay, byline, Denver. This is out of Denver. Of course it is. See, guys, there's a reason why I left Colorado. Denver. Quote, this is Indian country, unquote. No, it's not anymore, because my ancestors came here and killed the Indians, raped their women, and took their land. It's not. See, that's the thing. Now, what if I said this is white country? Right? What if we went to Europe and said, this is white country, why don't all of you fucking pox go back to Africa? Can you imagine the fucking uproar? Once again, see, the Democrats are the Democrats are the real racist. Yes. And they're winning. They're winning because they're racist. And they're not afraid to act on their racism. You are, because you're a fucking cuck. This is Indian Country, a new visibility campaign by the American Indian College Fund is launching this Native American Heritage Month. This provocative campaign is designed to increase awareness of and conversation about indigenous people and issues at a time when Native people are still not seen and heard by most Americans. See, and this is why white people will never be able to separate themselves from the pox and, you know, the Indians, because all of the indigenous Native peoples, they're not seen and heard by most Americans. And so they don't exist. Because just like women, if somebody's not paying attention to them, I would love to not be seen and heard by POX. I would love that. Right? Because I'm a fully formed human being. I got things to do. my existence is not dependent upon other people acknowledging that I exist. I don't want to be acknowledged and heard by the Pox or the Chinks or the Spix or the Juden. I want to be acknowledged and heard by hot chicks. That's it. And all right, and some cool guys, you know, like Piggott and Cappy and Servy, Martinelle, my listeners, the Shrugologist and Edward and all you guys. I got a lot of great comments and some good emails lately. I've been saying this for how long? I got to do a fucking series of podcasts where I just respond to the stuff you guys have sent me, because you guys sent me some fucking gold, man. Some great shit. Well, great one. If it's so great, why don't you fuck? Because I'm a fucking pussy. That's why. All right? Because I'm a fucking pussy. That's why I haven't got around to it yet. We all know that. Anyway, I got some great shit from you fuckers. I really appreciate it. Last year, there was a move towards national acknowledgement of the racial inequality that has been ignored, rewritten, or deleted entirely from history for 400 years. Despite this positive movement, this is a positive movement, guys, indigenous people and cultures remain largely out of sight and out of mind. They were undercounted in the U.S. Census. How do you know that? Were undertreated during Wuhan. Okay, we just heard a statistic about how Native Americans are more likely to go to the hospital than white people. Now you're telling me that Native Americans were undertreated during Wuhan. Well, which is it? Were they more likely to get hospital care than white people, or were they undertreated? I'm confused. And continue to be underreported when it comes to murdered and missing indigenous people. Yet indigenous people are Americans, and indigenous culture is American culture. People live in places with names like Manhattan, Minneapolis, or Chicago. All right, we can skip this part. I'm going to read ahead while the music is playing. I'm going to see if this is worth us going long for. Yeah, so we're demanding their voices heard. Yeah, go fuck yourselves. All right, I think this might be worth doing. Cheryl Crazy Bull, a woman named Crazy Bull. Cheryl Crazy Bull, president and CEO of the American Indian College Fund, said, quote, "For the narrative of American history to be inclusive, for the indigenous people to have equity in all areas of American life, our neighbors must know that we are here and acknowledge that there is work to be done to build a better and more equal society." Remember, more equal means transferring resources and money from people who earn it to people who don't earn it. That is literally, Hitler, the definition of equal, according to the people who have won, because you conservatives are afraid to say no to them. The This Is Indian Country campaign is intended to be an entry point for all people to greater understanding across the United States. Through the entry point, all people can learn about the rich, diverse cultures of the original people of what is now the United States, and all people can take action to create a more just society. We can be united in our quest for abundant lives for ourselves and for future generations. We believe. Oh, we believe. Hey, Cheryl Crazy Bull, she has beliefs. She believes something. We believe in education, which when a liberal says education, they of course mean indoctrination. We believe in education, both for the opportunity it presents. What? Oh, sorry, I skipped. Both for the knowledge that education provides and for the opportunity it presents. Okay, if education provides so many opportunities and knowledge, how come there's so many people with college diplomas pouring coffee for me in the morning at the coffee shop? We invite all learners to join us in this quest. Unquote. God, that was long-winded. This is why you don't let women talk. Once again, what was the difference between that passage? Tell me, the woman who wrote that or said that, Cheryl Crazy Bull, was she possessed by a demon or was she just a normal woman? Made no sense, speaking in tongues, fucking gibberish, possibly a different language you've never heard before. There's no fucking difference. So you go, I was possessed by a demon. Oh, shut the fuck up and make a pie, bitch. The full campaign is debating. The full campaign is debuting this November, Native American Heritage Month. I thought it was No Nut November. A website, series of films, social, print, and out-of-home public service announcements are geared to educate, inspire, and acknowledge people nationwide, including the American history, cities, and monuments that depended on indigenous people's contributions. Okay, here's our bullet points, because we got to have bullet points, right? This is Indian Country. Indian Country is an official legal term noted to numerous Supreme Court opinions and referenced in multiple areas of federal law. Oh, so you mean the government that came in and exterminated your people and put them on reservations and then took the reservations away from them when valuable minerals or ores were discovered there and put you on different reservations? Yes. Yes, I often acknowledge the greatness of the government that has oppressed my people. The term has been used in treaties, policies, and laws that ordered indigenous assimilation and erasure. Yet Indian Country is more than just a legal phrase. Indian Country is in the words we speak on reservations and the stories Native people tell. It is in community. It is empowerment. This term may have been used against Native people, but it has been reclaimed. Oh, they're reclaiming their words. Oh my goodness, can you shut up and go away now? Manhattan. New York City currently has the largest urban population of Native Americans in the United States. Oh, so Native Americans are just as stupid as fucking white girls who majored in theater and want to go to New York. I cannot tell you the number of fucking women I know from the theater world who cannot shut up about how much they want to fucking go to New York.
I go to New York because it's Broadway theater. I want to travel and there's going to be so many Chads and Tyrones.
The presence of indigenous people is evident in what is arguably the world's greatest city. That's the world's greatest shithole. And exists in everything, right down to the history of its indigenous name. Democracy, Indian Country. The Iraqis Confederacy was united by the Great Law of Peace in 1722. The stacked government model of separate nations united for common good planted the seeds for representative democracy in the United States. Yes, yes. The founding fathers got the idea from democracy, not from the Greeks. No, no. They got it from the Indians. Of course they did. Boy, Jesus fucking Christ. And the only reason we landed on the moon was because of some black women doing math. You know, once it just all of you shut up. All of you shut the fuck up. Yet, it is white leaders that are memorialized with monuments and in the history books. Yes, because the Constitution of the United States, as flawed as it was written by a bunch of white men. That's what happened. You don't have to like it, but it is what happened. And your feels cannot change that. The white men who wrote the Constitution did not read any of the great philosophical or political or social works that were written by Native Americans. Because, oh, Native Americans didn't have any written language and never wrote any fucking books. Go fuck yourself. See, I would like to have some sympathy for these people. Their land did get invaded. My land right now is getting invaded by pox. I understand, but I can't have sympathy for them because they're such whiny little fucking cunts. They're just whiny fucking parasitical pieces of shit. And I read something like this and I want to have them exterminated. And you sit here and tell me about how the founding fathers stole the idea of democracy from you. No, they didn't. Shut the fuck up. This is what has turned me into a racist. This is why I am a fucking white nationalist. This is why I only literally Hitler give a shit about European white people. Because I'm fucking tired of everybody else just trying to shit in my face all the fucking time. And once again, like I said, if I could just go somewhere and they're not there and I don't have to put up with them, I would be fine. I could completely just live my life without interacting with them and be happy and never bother them. But they're trying to rewrite my history to shove themselves into it because they need the fucking attention. And the more you try to shove yourself down my throat, the more I'm going to hate you. Over the years, for each college fund campaign, W&K has made use of its relationships with generous media partners. Oh, gee, hey, the media is involved in the propaganda. Who knew? Of legendary artist and legendary artist. Made use of its relationships with generous media partners and legendary artist to produce sophisticated, cutting-edge propaganda, I'm sorry, advertising on a pro bono budget. Because, you know, we can't afford to pay for any of this because we ain't got no jobs. Because we don't produce anything anybody wants. Because we're parasites. For This Is Indian Country, WK tapped television and film director Joe... Who cares? Who played a... Who cares? Skipping. I didn't read ahead on this part. Skipping. We wanted to create something simple. Yes, it needs to be simple because your audience is morons. We wanted to... This is a quote. Who are we quoting here? We're quoting, this is a joint statement from Samantha Perry, the art director, and who is Makita? Who's Makita? He's a Native American filmmaker, Robert Makita. Okay. Quote, we wanted to create something simple that people who vote Democrat would be capable of understanding. Provocative, and above all, empowering. Empowering, which meant avoiding stereotypes, unless we're stereotyping white people as racist, sexist, homophobic, oppressive, yada, 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 that often exploit Indigenous pain. All right, let me start this sentence over so it makes sense and not do the editorializing. We wanted to create something simple, provocative, and above all, empowering, which meant avoiding stereotypes that often exploit indigenous pain, reducing cultures to background production design, or wield dehumanizing slogans. We are over begging people to acknowledge natives as people. No, you're not. This entire article is about you begging people to acknowledge your existence because you don't feel like a complete human unless white people are paying attention to you. This entire thing is you. All the Native Americans are 5 more times more likely than white people to get Wuhan. This entire fucking thing. Everything I've read from this newspaper is Native Americans begging for attention from white people. Native Americans trying to set themselves up as the apex victims. Don't fucking tell me you're not begging when I'm sitting here reading you begging. Do you have any fucking self-awareness? Or are you a bunch of women? Well, one of them is a fucking woman. Samantha Perry's a goddamn woman. Robin Maxkey, I don't know what his pronouns are. He might have no fucking clue if he's a man or a woman. Because he may not, there's only a 45% chance he can find his vagina. So if he can't find his vagina, how can he be sure if he is a man or a woman? He probably doesn't have a fucking clue. We are over begging people to acknowledge natives as people. There is such a power in laying out boldly with no ambiguity. Laying it out boldly with no ambiguity. Okay, I was about to say it's not a sentence, but it was. These are indigenous words. This is indigenous truth. Unquote. So you see, there's the truth, but then there's the indigenous truth. I wonder how that works with the feminist truth. And the pox truth. It's the blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. All right, that's it. That's all we got on that. And I'm going to go play Star Wars. See ya.